This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, beautiful listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. I woke up today with several requests from clients to go through their sales pages for feedback. And that is something that I include in all the services that I sell because it's so freaking important. Your sales page can make or break the sale. Maybe it's happened to you where, you know, you saw a program on Instagram and you thought, oh, that's cool. And you went to the sales page and you felt like, wah, 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 wah. You know, it wasn't what you expected and you never bought the program. So the sales page is just incredibly important and it's not easy to write them. It's just something that it's a skill, another skill that you want to master as an entrepreneur. So that's something that I help my clients with. It's even included, one sales page revision is even included in the 6 weeks mastermind that starts on the 11th of September, because this mastermind is all about sales. I do want to help you to get, to nail your sales page. So I am going to give you one revision of a sales page as well. And yeah, it's something that I love doing also. And I'm really good at it. So yeah, it doesn't even feel like work to me. And I know how much of a difference it can make. So in this podcast episode, I want to help you to nail your sales page. And I'm going to do that by sharing with you the 5 or 6, I haven't really counted them, most common mistakes that I see when I revise sales pages. So let's dive in. All right. The first one, and this is it's a serious one, is the pain and the results are not in alignment. So in a sales page, you wanna touch on the pain of your ideal client. And I don't mean pain marketing, right? I don't mean like push on those pains and name them all. You know, that's pain marketing. It's something that you actually want to avoid because you won't attract the clients that you want to attract the ideal clients. I'm not going to dive into that deeper right now, but you know, pain marketing, I feel like this is the past. You don't want to do that, but you can touch on the pains without using pain marketing, if you know what I mean, because it is important to describe the situation, which includes the pain of your client. You want to also describe their desire in detail, if you can. That's desirable. But here's the thing, that situation, the current pain and desire that you describe has to be in perfect alignment with the results. I'm going to give you an example. All right. So let's say that you are a health coach and you help people losing weight. You know, that's your thing. That's your positioning. Now, in the pain and the desire, you wrote that your client struggles with being overweight and the desire is to lose weight, right? Now, in the results section, let's say that you write that, you know, after this program, you will feel amazing in your skin. you will glow and feel so good. You'll be super healthy. You will not have any more cravings. Let's say that that's what you desire. That doesn't align, right? The pain of your client is being overweight. Their desire is wanting to lose weight, but the results don't reflect that, right? So you want that to be in alignment. Otherwise, your client, your potential client is going to experience an error while reading the sales page, right? Because they'll read, you know, their situation, they'll read the struggles they have and the desire, and they'll be like, yes, yes, you know, they'll be like, yeah, that's me. And then they'll get to the results and they'll see that the results don't reflect what I actually want. Yeah, I see this quite a lot where the situation in a sales page is described, but the results don't reflect what the client desires. And you want to avoid that. And you don't want there to be any misalignment, because that creates an error, like an off feeling in your client. And it will, well, diminish the chance that they will buy the program. I'm gonna give you one more example. Let's say you're a mindset coach and your client feels stressed and restless and overwhelmed, and you describe that. But then in the results part, like, what are the results from this program? What can you expect when you finish this program? It says you now have a very strong mindset and you know how to create your ideal life. Right? It doesn't reflect my desire, which is the opposite of my pain. You want to align those two. If I'm really stressed and overwhelmed right now, what I want to read in the results section is that I now experience inner peace and calm. The second most common mistake that I see in sales pages is that the sales page is written from the consciousness of the service provider / expert. So here is the thing. You, as an expert, have a bigger consciousness of the situation, problem, and solution of your client than your client has, right? It's important that the sales page is written on the level of consciousness of your ideal client, otherwise it won't make sense to them. Okay, this might sound complicated. That's why I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you're a psychologist and you help people to find true happiness in their life. And your method is working with healing the inner child or something like that. You know, but your client, ideal client, is just looking for happiness and doesn't have any idea that she needs to do inner child work to find that. So that's something you don't want to mention in your sales page. The question you want to ask yourself is, when you write something down, is my client aware of that? You know, if you're a sales coach and you help people get better sales, you know, in their consciousness, they just want to sell more. They just want more clients, but they might not be aware of all the things that they need to do for that. So you can describe, I'm going to help you write better sales pages so that you can get more sales. That's something that you'll probably understand. So you can explain the method and explain how this is going to help you get results, but don't just throw around terms or method that your client right now is not yet aware of. So as a sales coach, yeah, you can say, I'm going to help you write better sales pages so that you'll convert more sales, but I can't just say, I'm going to help you to nail your tone of voice. You know, the ideal client in this case doesn't yet know that that's what she needs or that's what's her problem, right? So again, the point is try to sort of tap in, try to put yourself in the shoes of your ideal client and write the sales page from this level of consciousness. Okay, the third most common mistake is shitty testimonials. What I teach here is either have good testimonials or no testimonials at all. Maybe this has happened to you as well, where you looked at a sales page and you read the testimonials and you felt like, not convincing. Sales page looks great, but those testimonials don't convince me of the results that were being created. And so testimonials are extremely important. This is something that I could record an entire podcast about. I'm not going to do it. I am going to talk about this and explain you more about how to get great testimonials in the 6 weeks mini mastermind. But just know that the testimonials that you place on the sales page, you want them to reflect the transformation that you sell. That's important. That's when it makes a sales page stronger. So you don't need testimonials that say, "Oh, I love Rihanna. She's such an amazing coach. I love working with her." Yeah, you know, that's not saying anything. You want the testimonials, ideally, to not only reflect the transformation you promise in your sales page, but to also have tangible results so that when your potential client reads it, they see that you've created those exact results that you're longing for with other people. And that's what makes a sales page stronger. If you don't somehow have those testimonials because you haven't asked for testimonials before, or your clients did make a transformation but they weren't able to reflect it in the testimonials, and this happens a lot because people in general don't know how to write testimonials. They don't do it on purpose, but they just don't know. So that could be another reason. Or maybe it's the first time you're running a certain program. You just leave the testimonials out. Right? Yeah. Okay. On to the fourth most common mistake. The results are either too good to be true or not worth the investment. So it's important that it feels realistic to the reader, right? So if you are selling a 1-hour masterclass and you promise people, you know, to get an incredible transformation after that, that's not realistic. You want it to be realistic, right? And real. And so if you are, all right, let me come up with another example. If you are a Spanish coach and you give a 1-hour masterclass, you know, what can people expect after this masterclass? And it's always very powerful to focus on 3 or 4 tangible, clear results that are, you know, that make sense. So after this masterclass, let's say that you're a Spanish coach, you will understand what is necessary in order to become more fluent in Spanish, or you'll know what to do in the next week in order to improve your Spanish significantly. You know, or you'll have 3 tools that take you 10 minutes a day in order to work on your Spanish without having to work on your grammar. I'm just giving some funny examples, but you know what I mean, right? It has to be like results of a masterclass. Let's say that you sell a masterclass, you know, they can be pretty good, but you want them to feel realistic. If you're selling something bigger, obviously the results can be much bigger. But you want them to be, I always advise, don't create, like, sometimes it's like an entire list, which is you get results and they're like 10 different results. You can hardly remember them. They don't really stick with you. That's not a good sign. If I'm done reading the sales page, I want to be able to name the results that I can get when I join this program. So you want it to be solid, 3 or 4 solid results that reflect the scope of the program that you are selling. If you currently find yourself having 10 different results, then try to boil them down into 3 or 4 results, because probably they'll fit into 3 or 4 categories. So boil them down to those categories and make a beautiful description per category of those results. So yeah, make sure that it's not too good to be true, because people will get that off feeling again and they won't buy it. But it's also important that the results do reflect, you know, something that I desire. So that's where the alignment between the pain and desire and the results comes back into place. So results will feel like they are not worth the investment when they are not what I really want. That's the key here. It's important that you describe in the results section what your client really wants. That's the most important thing. That will make it worth the investment. All right, on to the last most common mistake that I see in sales pages, and that is it lacks personality. So I'm reading a sales page and I feel like this could be any mindset coach, any health coach, any business coach that wrote this. And that's what you don't want, because then there is a lack of connection, right? There's no vibe shining through your sales page that says your name, basically. You know, that's a big part of why people buy your program is you, your vibe, how you are. And how can you put that onto the sales page? Also, image does a lot. So definitely add some images that really radiate your vibe onto your sales page. That will make it more powerful. But also it's important that you find a tone of voice that, you know, that represents you, basically. Yeah, it's just, you want to write as if you were speaking to somebody. So yeah, include the jokes, you know. Definitely include the funny jokes, or the way you usually say things, or some slang, or whatever you usually use. Also, when you speak to somebody, you wanna put that onto the sales page, because that will, you know, radiate your vibe out of the sales page, and that is something that people will feel, and that's what will make them say, yes, that's what I want. So, all right. Those were, eventually, it were 5 most common mistakes that I see in sales pages. I hope this was valuable to you. Obviously, it won't help you if you won't implement it. So, you know, go through your sales pages and work on them, because they are very important, you know. Ask yourself, how often have you been on a sales page where you felt like, yeah, you know, the program sounds good, but now that I see the page, mwah. And kind of feel turned off. You know, that's what you don't want at. So put some love into your sales page, and thank you so much for listening. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.